Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Snowman, no proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof, like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star, like in the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more, 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P, nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be, you can watch on YouTube, review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! That's how you weekend, Leroy! That, my friend, is how you weekend
305 parlay.
Sports!
305 parlay, baby.
You got the Dolphins kicking ass! You got the Heat kicking ass twice! You got the Panthers shutting out the Knights! You got the Pinks coming out here and getting the lead in their little playoff series. I still don't quite know how MLS works.
Let's not forget the Canes.
And you got the U coming out there and steam. Well, the first half was a little ugly. But steamrolling in the second half like it isn't nothing. And stupid Andrew Luck has to head on home. That, my friends, is how you weekend.
Can I just say this to all of my friends, all of the fans that are either Canes fans or Dolphins fans, make up your mind. Kick rocks.
What?
Okay? For the Canes fans, they go and drive the first series of the game. Here we go again. I'm like, we've been playing football for 5 minutes.
Yeah, it wasn't a great start.
But it happened. Like, those scripted plays make a head coach look or an offensive coordinator look like a genius.
Yeah.
We've seen it from the Dolphins' perspective. That first series. So, like, okay, man, relax. I noticed right away, and tell me if you noticed this. Man, Stanford looks small. I don't know how they're going to be able to do this for a whole game.
Mm-hmm.
They look tiny. And guess what happened? As the game went on, they looked tiny.
You don't understand, Leroy. When you're a Canes fan, you can only dominate all four quarters. If you dominate too early and then it doesn't look as good in the fourth quarter, not a good win. If you don't dominate the first half, but then you look like a wrecking machine in the second half, also bad. Don't do that either.
But that's not even football. Do you not realize?
That's how they're acting, dude.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you.
So then we get to Sunday. And, you know, I have my golf chat. Oh, they're going to get killed. Oh, my goodness. Bijan. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Oh, I thought they were going to get killed.
So, the game starts, right? It looks pretty good, right? And then they pulled the Tobin. One of my friends pulled the Tobin.
What did they do?
You're welcome, everybody. I bet Atlanta, so that means the Dolphins are going to win.
I saw a lot of people were betting it.
Like, right.
I couldn't do it.
Like, I couldn't do it. No.
I understand, you know, people, you know, like Hockman doesn't have a heart. He'll just bet whatever. And he's like, oh, let's put all the stuff on whatever. People throwing money on Bijan Robinson. I can't do it. I've lost more money. I was telling Leroy before the show, Brittany. I've lost more. Good morning.
I've lost more money this season on Zach Sealer anytime sack than I have on Julian Hill, because I have put Zach Sealer, because I love him, even though he's been a big fat cat this year, I have put him in a parlay every single week with anytime touchdown, and I've hit that anytime touchdown 4 times this year, and I've gotten zero Zach Sealer sacks.
Right.
It's been very frustrating.
So then the game's going on. Dolphins are playing well. I'm like, who is this team? Right? Tua, where did he get the cannon from?
One arm Tua. One eye Tua.
Because he rolled out, which how long I've been telling you about this.
I thought of you as soon as it happened.
He rolled out and threw a dart.
It was one of
to the corner.
Yep.
To the pylon. And I'm like, that's not a throw a lot of people can make.
Can I ask you this?
Sure. Okay,
so the first time he's ever played with a visor. Right?
Right.
Never play with a visor. And I saw that immediately. I was like, well, this isn't going to be good. Because he's.
Why?
Because, dude, did you see his eye?
Oh, it looked terrible.
He looked like Frankenstein.
But it's the thing is, it's not. The visor is not so he doesn't get poked. It's for the glare.
No, I get it. I get it. No, I've had like a swollen eye before. Like, I've dealt with stuff with my eyes before. It's a nightmare.
Right.
But also, well, maybe people can't read the Frankenstein eyes. They can't see what he's thinking.
You think that's it?
I don't know. No. There's something to this. There's something to Pfizer to him.
It could be. Well, I tell you what. You know how we do things in sports. You wear that thing forever.
Ever, dude.
Forever.
I never want to see his eyes again.
Tua, I'm telling you right now. If I see you on the street, I want you to have the visor on. If I see you in Publix, visor. If you should happen to be at the same restaurant I'm at, visor.
Do you also know there was another thing that happened yesterday? And by the way, headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. No tight ends. Mike McDaniel goes, throw another fat guy out there. Brunskill. And so Brunskill, who's just out there running, dude, run game. I was like, what is this?
Right.
I thought they were going to get absolutely plowed in this game. And look, there were a couple moments where things could have gone the other way. That one play, that two, pew, it got popped up in those two. I thought of you also.
They ran into each other. That's why they believe like,
this. Oh, no. Leroy has to be howling at defenders because they ran into each other like a couple of Looney Tunes.
I'm telling you, that's why they play defense.
It's unbelievable.
Like, it is, you know what? It is like seeing Dan Marino play quarterback when you find a defensive player that can catch.
I was like. Oh, like, doesn't anybody go, same?
No! Bang! You know why? I'm going to get the glory. I'm going to get the pick. And they all were, boom. So, wait, it gets worse. So the same guy that was complaining about the Dolphins getting killed and how it's time to get rid of everybody, they win and they look dominant. You know what the next text is. Now we're not going to even get a top five pick.
That's what he said. They're already thinking about that.
What are you doing?
In fairness, the Jets won, so they kept pace. You know.
No, but guess what? Go ahead. Look at all the quarterbacks in the league.
Hmm?
How many of them were taking top five?
How many quarterbacks? I don't know, dude.
Like the good ones.
Quintus?
Not Lamar. Okay. Not Patrick Mahomes.
Not Allen.
Not Allen. Hmm. Not Herbert, Stafford. If you want to, huh?
Stafford.
Stafford was 30 years ago.
Whatever, dude. You asked.
Right. Okay, but I'm just saying. You get where I'm coming from, right? Like, come on. Where was Drake May? Drake May was top five.
I think he was two.
Yeah.
He was two. He's good.
Right?
That's easy.
Who's the quarterback? Who's the quarterback at?
Are we doing a listing quarterbacks day on the day we just won all our games? Because I haven't even gotten to the Panthers. The Panthers. Vegas comes in here. No regulation losses.
Haven't lost.
People looking at Bob is like, that was kind of a Bob stinker last game. He goes, hey, how about my 50th shutout on your ass, dude? No goals. Yeah. He's like that. I love that commercial with the dude from Nashville. You got any portfolio? No goals. I love that commercial. I laugh every time. I've seen it a gazillion times over the last 4 years. I love it so much. No investments, no real estate, no goals.
I tell you what, it was a good weekend.
Good weekend.
Fun weekend.
But let me tell you something, dude.
Oh, and your boxing, that's the only thing that sucked.
What? Oh, UFC?
Poke out. He got his eye poked out.
Yeah, a lot of people were wondering if he took the way out on that one. He was getting pieced up.
Because I know a lot of fighters will keep fighting. No. I want this to be legit.
Yeah. He's look, I'm not here to say anybody's not tough, but people have questions. That's all I'm saying. People have questions about that one.
And our little Hercules got hurt.
Who?
Scatterboo.
Yeah.
Woo!
Did you see the goodbye headbutt with him and Jackson Dart?
Yeah, of course.
Those two sad idiots.
Of course. And Joe was like, he going to have a short career playing like that. I'm like, Joe. I said, I love that guy. That's how I played. Which would explain a lot.
But we have to take a break because last night I had my favorite drug.
Were you there?
Was I there? Was I there? The Miami Heat put it on the New York Knicks and have a weekend where they lit the Grizzlies on fire. And let me tell you something, dude. I am feeling irrational feelings about the Miami Heat right now. Irrational feelings. Oh, dude, not just a week, though. Not just a week. The week. Wow. And I mean, we just got to take a break. 15 minutes of heat is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's football season, and you got to keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
15 minutes.
Bum, bum. Oh, baby. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Am I going to need a smoke break after this? Because you know, I'm going to let you go. But let me just point out a couple of things.
Okay. I will allow.
We've been playing basketball for a week.
Yeah, it's been a great week.
And you're already getting ready to do the thing you do.
What? What do you mean?
That I'm going to have to go out and get you another bottle of Jack.
Leroy, I'm just here to tell you. I'm just here to tell you that Norman Powell may have been sent to us by the basketball gods.
He's awesome.
And he is so good. He's a bucket, as the kids say.
And he's a big dude. Oh, I keep saying this. Oh, he's not small.
He's big.
He's not small. If he were playing football, he'd be a tight end.
Dude.
He's a big dude.
And I think that for me, I want to apologize to Eric Spoelstra. Because, you know, I kind of rolled my eyes this summer when I heard, oh, we're going to change the offense. We're going to be different. We're going to do different stuff. And I'm like, all right, dude, they say this all the time, Spo, whatever. We know when it comes down to
pounding the ball.
We know you're going to chew glass and you're going to 95 to 85 a game. That's how you want to win. But by George, he's done it, because this team is humming right now, dude. And let me tell you something about Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And I mean.
You mean Mr. Bubbleguts?
Dude, let me tell you something. He's got an ironclad tummy, and that footwork is cranking right now.
Now, you did send us a text.
What?
You did send us a text.
I don't recall.
During the game.
What did I say?
With Crotty and when he said,
"Oh, no, that was the greatest." That did you, Brittany? Were you? You're on the radio, bro, so you didn't hear this. But I was listening to Eric and John because, dude, Jaime Hawkins has been amazing. Okay, like I cannot mince words that this guy, he has been an absolute torpedo to the rim. No threes. It's all pressure on the rim, buckets, and spray out passes to 3-point shooters. He has been un-freaking real Jaime Hawkins Jr. But he has this move. And I think John Crotty says something to the effect of, like, it was on Friday night, I think. And Jaime just patented glorious footwork. And he just throws it over. I think it was over Jaren Jackson Jr. And John Crotty goes, "He may have the greatest pivot foot I've ever seen." And Eric's like, "I'll tell you, really?" Like, Eric was like,
"You've been watching. We've been doing this for years.
God, he did amazing.
With some of the greatest players ever, and you just gonna sit here and say, me and Toby would have to have a TV timeout and talk about that."
Timeout. If it was me, you would have been like, no, minus one, too much.
Yes.
But John Crotty is doing what I'm doing when I'm watching Jaime Jaquez's footwork, and I'm just like, this man is an artist. He is an artist. I'm telling you, when I see Jaime Jaquez go to work with the footwork, I'm telling you, right there with Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci.
Well,
right,
you know
right
who
there.
Is known to have the best footwork?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan.
Oh,
so he ain't
good.
No Tim Duncan. He's not even close. Tim Duncan might be the greatest power forward to ever play.
I understand, but John Crotty was just like, we're all caught up with it because we're just like, this guy's good.
You. That's why you like John Crotty.
Oh, I love John
Crotty. You love John Crotty. But you know why? Because you see a little bit of you in John Crotty because the game is going on, and I'm more than sure you're right behind him going, So now when I see John Crotty, I got to approach him like I'm talking to you?
No, I don't. Hey, that's not normally how
Crotty,
it is.
Crotty, too much.
But I just thought, I was just like, he's like, that's like that. This guy may be the greatest with the pivot foot I've ever seen. And he goes, "I tell you, John, that's, really?" You can just tell Eric is ready to go into the call. And he's just like, wait, you, what?
He literally stopped the broadcast to what?
But he, you know what? He may be right. He may be the. I mean, like,
no,
Jaime,
he's not.
Oh my God, Jaime is so good, dude. It's
Are
ridiculous.
You crazy?
He's ridiculous right now. And let me tell you something. This bench unit right here, with Jaime, Jovic, dude, and Simone Fontecchio.
Fontecchio, that's. Can I just say this? That's my shocker of the start of the season. You want to know why? I remember somebody telling me when they signed him that, they're just going to.
They might have waived. They were talking they were going to waive him.
That's, you told me that.
I didn't tell you that. I just said there were reports about it.
Oh. I'm so.
I didn't say
wait.
I didn't want
you
them
know
to
what?
Waive Fontecchio.
Here's the deal.
Well, that was a rumor, though.
If you were even thinking about waiving that guy, you get what you get. I get, like, I'm.
Dude.
That means you are a terrible talent evaluator.
Dude, this guy is so – he's come in. And
he's
just,
like smooth.
He's just like 14 points every game I come in. What you need, huh?
I got you.
I got you. I got 14. I got whatever
now,
you
Now, here's where I would like to get.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still bothered by the points in the game where Spo sends Khalil Ware on the end of the bench and says, "Hold my beer. You're done."
Mm-hmm.
I would like him to.
He started him the last two games, though.
Huh?
He started him the last two games.
No, but I'm talking about the end of the games.
I get you.
Yeah,
I understand.
And so I just want him to start having that confidence. I want, let me put it this way, not Spo giving him that confidence, Khalil earning that confidence, because it still gets to the end of those games and they look kind of small.
Look, they got a little dicey yesterday because they were up 18 in the fourth quarter. And let me tell you something about Jalen Brunson.
He's good.
This is what he does to me.
Because he don't miss. He gets to the point of a game where he'll go 5-for-5 and not miss.
He's terrifying. He really is. And they get it to 5. And then Andrew Wiggins, who was not
wasn't
great
doing
shake
anything.
Yesterday, he rises up big time 3. Here's the call from Jax.
Davion to Wiggs for three. Splash! His first make from the edges in four tries, and it was right on time for Andrew Wiggins.
They needed that bad.
They did. They did. What's crazy to me is that I'm going to give Wiggins somewhat of a pass for this reason. He seems to be the guy that plays off of everybody, and if you need it, he'll give it to you. He's not the guy like Powell taking over, right? He's going to take over. He's going to go get it. He's going to see a spot and do it that way, right? I kind of like the dynamics of it because you can't have everybody doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Davion is the assist guy, but he's going to put a whole bunch of pressure on the offense.
Yeah.
And the wrap and around the BAM. Like,
oh, what a great pass that was.
And he'll make you a couple of threes. So when I watch these games, everybody seems to have that role. So I'm not going to nitpick if one guy, like when you say, Wiggins,
Everybody had a hand in that game.
Right.
Other than Pelo, everybody who played other than Pelo who got like 5 minutes, everybody had a hand in that
win.
Even Kalel had a great third quarter coming back because he was a demon on the glass.
Right.
That's exactly what Spo
wanted.
That's
what he wanted.
But then the real cherry on top that sent every person in a Jalen Brunson jersey and shirt home sad was Nico with the alley-oop to Bam, which was so high. I can't believe that
so
he got
high.
I was like, oh,
I mean,
God.
His head was even with the rim.
He was fired the F up.
Wiggins pulls it down. Nico has it. He's got Bam. He puts it up for the captain who cracked it. And this place is a party. Heat by 10, 20 seconds to go.
Oh, I had a good time on the broadcast last night, dude.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I didn't act. You know what I like about the broadcast booth? Don't have to keep it low key with my cheering.
Well, because everybody knows you're a Heat guy in the Heat booth.
It's a whole other world over there. You know, I can let loose. I can let my hair down a little bit in a night like that. And just when I saw all that stupid blue and orange walk sad out the arena, I just did this. I Brittany, not professional, but this is just what I did after it was done. Because you're over a tunnel, so you get to see them all walk out. And I just went like this.
Of course.
Dude, Cat's never going to shoot like that again.
Yeah.
Listen,
he's too busy with Jaime Jaquez giving him the business, dude.
Brittany, this is the friend that gets all of his other friends' ass kicked.
What?
You. You see what I'm saying?
I hate going to sporting events with those people.
Yes! Yes! Because everybody ends up in a brawl. And you're the one sitting up top going, like, no!
Just being polite.
Like, come down here and get your ass kicked like the rest of us!
Just being polite. What a time it was.
You didn't mess with those Russians like that.
It was very scary. I didn't tell them I was rooting for Andre Ward either. Excuse me. Yeah, it was a party. This was Bam Adebayo after the game. This was him saying the team is in a great space mentally.
We're in a great space mentally, and you see it. We got a new addition in Norm, Simo, and we kind of building off that, and the vibes are high right now, so keep riding this wave.
The vibes are absolutely high right now.
You mean he mentioned the guy in his presser that nobody thought would be here, or that some people thought wouldn't be here?
Simo?
Oh, yeah.
Simo got the breakdown last night in the locker room.
He's good, man. It just and like the cool thing about this team right now, and I'm gonna put it out there. It's been a week, is that everybody seems to have a role, and they're all okay with it. They're not looking, so many times last year, or the years past, everybody would just look to Jimmy, and it would almost irritate Jimmy.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at these guys, right, it seems like, okay, what's needed here? What's needed here? We got a guy for that. We got a guy for this. Now let's put it all together, and everybody plays well off of one another.
Dude.
So it's a really cool thing. And and you're not all old.
I know.
There's a lot of young guys.
A lot of youth. A lot of spring in the step.
Now.
What?
You know, we're going to have this question at some point.
What's that?
The hell you do when Tyler gets back?
I don't know. Don't worry about that bridge when I come to it right now.
Because you know, like, Spo is not big on messing with
the feng shui.
Yeah. You're good.
You're good.
You know what I mean? In fact, he'll move a guy to not mess with the second unit. He'll take a guy on the end of the bench and start him just to keep everything as close to, you know what I mean?
Tyler's going to start when he comes back.
I understand.
He's going to start when he comes back.
I understand that. I'm not, but, that's a tough spot for everybody. Tough for, you know, Spo, seeing how great things are going if they continue. Mm-hmm. Tough for Tyler.
I actually don't think that, I see, here's the thing, though. I like Jaime running the offense off the bench. I don't, eventually you're going to have to figure out, and the person who's probably going to lose minutes is Davion.
Right.
But, I mean, Davion, you could fit like a glove anywhere. Honestly, like,
right.
Him or Drew Smith is going to be there hounding whatever guard. Which, by the way, did you love yesterday when Drew Smith calls for the challenge and Spo never listens to his players, but Drew Smith, I'll listen to him. Because Drew Smith,
hey,
and Drew Smith didn't
Marco even, somewhere is like, you gotta be kidding me,
and he was right, and he was 100% right, because Drew Smith, you know what the funny thing is,
you
like
know
Drew,
he's gonna be a coach.
Drew Smith,
it just seems like,
yeah, Drew Smith almost didn't even want to call for the challenge because he thinks it's soft, just like Spo does, and he's just like, he kind of like puts the finger up like this, and Spo's like, okay, green light.
Hey, Quinny.
He's like, Quinn's like, I didn't even look. He goes, doesn't matter, Drew did. Green light.
Wait, so everybody, I'm telling you.
Green light, dude.
He's going to be the new Quinny.
Here is Spo. This is him on Fontecchio and Jaime Jaquez's game.
On that same line, Coach, Simone and Jaime combined for 31 points tonight. How much more can these guys do for this team, especially maybe
I don't
even
know,
off
we'll
the
find
ball?
Out. We'll find out. That's what the game's, you know, for. But I'll bring, you know, reason, you know, to – you know, our team and what we're trying to accomplish and our improvement every day. But I don't mind them being unreasonable.
Yeah. That sounds like a license to me. Meet. He'll be reasonable. We'll be unreasonable. Let's have some fun, baby. Back at practice today. You know?
This is excruciating.
I didn't even get into Friday night very much. I mean, Friday was incredible. Friday was, woo.
80 points at halftime.
What a day.
86 points.
86 points.
What a record.
I said it like, you know what I said?
Record.
Just imagine, there was a bunch of games last year mm-hmm. where after halftime they would score 5 more points, and that was their total.
Yep. Yep. Man.
You know what? It's fun in sports when it just seems like you can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what happened on Sunday. No matter what the Dolphins tried, it worked. But I will tell you this, Mike McDaniel, when you have success doing something, most coaches like to incorporate that into the offense future. So now this is now the second game you've rolled Tua out, and you won both games.
I think it was kind of rolled out by accident, though, because I saw Savai and I nearly get pushed into him.
Yeah,
I think it was just an awesome play. But he had success with it.
Right.
He had success with it. We'll take a break. Lots of stuff to get into and chew on here on this weekend. We're back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's football season and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With 4 episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Oh, DJ Khaled was there last night, courtside. Got his patented seats right next to the Heat bench. Oh, man, I love when they beat the Knicks. It's so great. God, I hate that franchise. Riles and Zoe last night chumming it up, too. They loved it.
Yeah.
Never gets old for them.
Nope.
Ewing was there last night, too.
Nope.
I was walking. Yeah. The bowl was closed, so I had nowhere to go when I got there. And I'm walking out, I look up. Oh, hello, Patrick Ewing. He went into the owner's suite.
Yeah.
Or the owner's little office.
They all, listen.
Office.
The fans can't stand Pat Riley, but all the players love him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Last night.
I can't think of like a coach of that stature that even though when they left and went other places, it was on a sour note that the players still didn't, you know, like him, right?
Especially as time passes. Maybe like in the battles, like when it's happening.
Exactly.
You gotta drum that up. A lot of blowouts yesterday, dude, in the NFL.
A lot
of ass kickings going on, including the Miami Dolphins.
And some were a little surprising,
mm-hmm.
right? Like if you look at Caleb's numbers, you would think, huh, pretty good. Baltimore rolled them.
Yeah. Okay.
Buffalo
killed the Carolina.
Right.
And Red Rifle and may not have it anymore.
Here's what dumb fans do.
What's up?
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. If the Bills beat Carolina and Carolina beat us, what the hell are the Bills going to do to us?
Well, they didn't have the starting quarterback.
But I'm just still.
Neither did the Falcons. The Falcons didn't have Penix.
Neither did the Ravens.
And no, they didn't. You're right.
Right.
They didn't have Drake London. So like they were a little one dimensional going into this
neither
game.
Neither did the Jets.
They had Fields. Oh, I see what you're doing. That's a point. Objectively.
Yeah. I mean,
trick play though. Did you see that play to Mason Taylor? Do you think they meant that?
No. Here's the rule. I've had that pass.
Okay.
And a lot of quarterbacks use this theory, and everybody wonders what the hell. As long as the guy's back is to you, you can throw it. Right? If he's looking at you, don't throw it. If he's face guarding the receiver, throw it. Because as long as the receiver doesn't show right away, that's why, you know why Randy used to catch a lot of deep balls? You ever see him catch a ball? He put the ball, his hands out at the last minute?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want to turn and look. So then the DB's going to turn and look. So you wait until the last possible second. So he threw that ball up, right? The defender, dummy, thinking, I got him covered. However, you can't see the ball.
You're taking liberties with the defense.
No, I'm not.
You're taking liberties.
No, I'm not.
A little bit.
No, I'm not. Wait. When does a defender get in the most trouble? When he doesn't turn and look for the football.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't make those rules.
No, I know you didn't make the rules, but like you've taken two shots now at defense.
Why? Because they can't catch?
No, I mean they ran into each other.
Because they all want to be the superstar? Wait, come on. Wait.
That was crazy.
You don't see that on offense.
That was crazy.
Yeah, but you always see it on defense. How come offensively, if a ball gets batted up in the air, two linemen don't ever run into each other?
Nope.
Right? So, like, think about it.
Did you like Mike McDaniel finally, like, having a game where, like, oh, we're committing to the run. We're getting after it.
I think coaches are no different than any of us, right? If you have early success, it makes you feel comfortable using it. Some coaches are so quick to get off of something that then they spend the whole game searching for what really works. And here's the problem. During a game, you can't really identify what's going on in the game to determine whether it's bad execution or bad play. And so if you get caught up in that, then nothing seems to work. Because I'll tell you right now, You know who are the biggest liars on a football field?
Okay, good, because you had to shrink it down a little bit. There's a lot of people who lie.
Offensive linemen.
Oh.
Because when you bring them on the sideline and ask them why it didn't work, it is never, I missed my block. So now you're dealing with grown men lying, trying to talk about the intricacies of defense.
Yeesh.
Right? When in actuality, he got beat. Right? Very rarely have I gone to the sideline and had one of those offensive huddles. And the offensive lineman goes, my bad. He goes, no, well, they slid at the last second and stunned it into the gap. And the guy came around. And so then we get in the film, right? And here's what you hear. You guys can't lie to us. We can't fix it if you lie. We had no idea what was going on. You got to be honest.
Is there – be honest, Posh?
Yeah.
Is there any offensive lineman that was better at honesty that you had in your career?
No!
Oh, they're all bad at it.
No, so except just to be clear, the Hall of Famers.
All right, so I just want to be clear here.
Who never made mistakes. That's why they were Hall of Famers.
So let me just be clear. I want to cover this.
Yes.
Leroy Horde, colon, defenders are stupid, linemen are liars.
Oh, dude. Let me clarify that. Anytime you have to go to the sideline and say, my bad, it usually comes with a story. So I'm saying offensive linemen because those are the people you need the most input from in between, you know, what are they doing up front, right? But you could probably get it from anybody on the offensive, right? Because if you ask a wide receiver, hey, man, you're supposed to cut that short, you know, based on the defense. Oh, well, he came over the top. It wasn't one deep. He gave it, and then you look at the – and now they have the video you can watch.
Right.
On the thing on the sideline. It's iPad, right? You can watch it on the iPad. So now it's even harder to lie. Hey, man, but come here. This is a coach you say, come here.
Running back.
Hey, he says, hey, that's not what happened. But back in the day, they used to shoot the little still shots down the sideline.
Did you see? After the game, Mike McDaniel, he gave a speech, and he went into the bit where he called himself. Not even kidding. This is what he called himself. He goes, "Great game, guys. You know me. I'm the Oprah of game balls. You're all getting a game ball." And they're like, "Yeah."
The Oprah of game balls.
Here was Mike McDaniel and what Tua had to deal with last with this eye thing.
It seemed to be more cosmetic than anything. Like he could feel it and it felt, but it's one of those things that I'm pretty sure the way I understood it was a Benadryl type situation. I don't think he took Benadryl. I don't know what he took. It wasn't that. It was one of those uncomfortable, random things that it wasn't the ideal, but once I could hear in his voice that he was focused and I knew it was going to just be another thing when we were focused on executing the game plan.
Yeah, he was because he had to focus extra because he had one eye, a cosmetic thing. He looked like Igor.
Wait. He said 27 things and gave zero information.
That's how he does. That's how you should do it.
Right? Because like
we're doing it all said, right today, dude.
It was a Benadryl thing, but I didn't realize it was a Benadryl. Yeah. Like he had an allergic reaction, right? Right? But that being said, what is the worst thing you should take before a football game?
Benadryl, sleepy.
Yeah, put you to sleep.
Sleepy.
So, like, why even bring up Benadryl?
Maybe we need to a high as a kite.
I tell you what, it made us. Have you ever seen Tua throw the ball with zip like that?
He was humming it, dude.
He was humming. That ball he threw to the corner end zone, I'm like, what are we doing?
That was a great play.
I'm like, that was a dart. I'm like, so I don't know how much of it is Tua trying to throw that arc versus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, a lot of the times when he throws a ball downfield in the last few weeks, it's been windy as hell. So I'm not going to just totally discredit it, but You can't tell me he doesn't have an arm when you saw that ball he threw at.
That building's been good to him.
You see how young he looked when they showed the pictures? Oh, my goodness.
And him and Waddle, dude, how good was it to hear Harlan again? Oh, God, I missed Kevin Harlan.
Well, you win more games.
Oh, he was so good. When he got the Waddle, I was like, we didn't embarrass ourselves. He's doing the thing. He's doing his Harlan stuff. I was like, yes. It was so good. Tua says, this is how he liked the visor.
How'd you like playing with the visor? Obviously, it worked for you to throw those four touchdowns. And Jalen Waddle said it looked swaggy.
Yeah, it was different. I can't remember the last time I think I've played with a visor outside of high school. I had never used a visor in college, and then never used a visor, you know, being in a league. So, yeah.
There you go. Worked for him. Better keep that thing on.
I said I never wore a visor either. I would never wear that. And soon as I said that, I got poked in the eye the next 3 weeks.
Did you?
Oh.
Visors are
it's
cool.
It's the dude. Worst. Why well, don't, why keep don't in mind. Like visors? Keep in mind. Well, because here, there's a couple things they say about a visor that is not accurate. They say they don't fog up. That is a lie. And they also say that they're glare proof. So it cuts the glare out. And that's not entirely true. And so sometimes you'll look a certain way or whatever and you can't see anything. Now, you just keep trying different visors until one works. But, you know, I would just say getting poked in the eye is the worst thing could happen. It hurts so bad. And there's nothing you can do.
That's what happened with Aspinall this past week. He got poked in both eyes.
Right.
Knuckle deep.
Wait, he's a fighter. A ninja couldn't get through there and poke him in the eye like that.
They cheat. You're not supposed to do it.
You're not supposed to.
You thought you're blocking a punch, and then all of a sudden, I'm an octopus, fingers right out of your face. You're not supposed to do that. It's against the rules.
I know. So he shouldn't get poked in the eye.
They're booing him, and he goes, what are you booing me for? I got poked in the eye. That's the second time that happened at Dirty Boxing. A guy got poked in the eye, and he goes, what are you booing me for? I can't see. I got poked in the eye.
Take your beating like a man.
You can see well enough. One eye. Chael Sonnen was up there. He goes, people fight with one eye all the time.
Of course. As he's watching, right?
Of course.
But see, that's that. Like, it's hard. And because injuries are different with every person, right, it's hard to determine how much of it is real versus not because we all experience pain differently. Hell, I'm walking around on a cracked leg, right? I'll live. Right? Like, I'm not getting crutches. He said, hey, let me give you some crutches. No. Said, why? I can't golf with crutches. That's it.
Super like, cool. B says, funny how these guys can't fight with one eye. Shara Bullitt literally is blind in one eye. That's true.
But it's different.
He's used to it.
Right. It's a lifetime thing. It's not a temporary thing.
Michael Bisping, too.
He has one eye?
Yeah, he's got one eye.
Isn't he Australian?
British.
British.
Okay. British. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's football season, and you gotta keep up with the action. Listen in to Pushing the Pile, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network with Mike Renner, Kyle Long, and now me, JP Acosta, for smart analysis of everything between the lines. With four episodes a week, Sunday night recaps, film review, power tiers, and weekly previews, you will know ball. Stick with us until one team lifts the Lombardi. Follow and listen to Pushing the Pile on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.